2020 Overleaves Forecast with Stephen Cocconi.
At this point, folks, I'll just take a minute and I'll bring in Michael and we'll go ahead and start. All right, well, welcome everyone. Well, tell you that 2020 is about to be one of the most rambunctious years that many of you will have ever experienced. And we won't leave that too mysterious, but we'll certainly offer that precursor. A follow-up statement to it is just to acknowledge that in the use of our terminology that we have devised and delivered over the years, we use the concept of the physical planes, concepts of building blocks of personality, of character, called the overleaves, as a main tool of descriptor, of description. And the way that overleaves generally work, or we first introduced them, were that they were literally and are personality characteristics that an individual soul will, if you will, create a person, this life as it were, and put you in a body and allow you to navigate a physical plane existence. Well, on a larger scale, when we talk about overleaves for the years, we're talking about characteristics that are, so to resume for a moment, we talked about the overleaves as characteristics or descriptive terms for trends that happen over a period of time. So over the last 40 years, a number of our channels, on a yearly basis, we use the overleaf terminologies and an entire profile to give a general description of the kinds of trends that are happening to humanity at large, to the world at large, as a composite, in the same way that an individual might have a composite. So we're about to go through those. But let us just say something that's a little bit different from an individual. First of all, for all of you here who have a set of overleaves and who have a soul age and so forth, when your essence and embodied you, as it were, and created you this lifetime, these orientations are relatively fixed for this lifetime. The amount of variation there is whether or not you act on them from what we call the negative polarity or the positive polarity. But still, the characteristics have that have a similar expression even in both polarities. But what happens is in the positive polarity, it gives you more flexibility because at least there is an inward recognition that of your own truth. In the negative polarity, you're operating from a place that is commonly called, you know, an ego stance or an ego persona that we call false personality. So when it comes to a general overview like this, we offer them, instead of fixed items in your personality to explore and see what your orientations are, these are like buoys. And you can see how the energies of the positive poles and negative poles of each of these characteristics operate and what they display in terms of a person's either human behavior or their general philosophical stance towards something. And then when these items are present for a year, or in this case, many during this year, and again, we'll elaborate on that as soon as we're done with this description, and that is to say that you can think of them like buoys that you can rest upon, practice from, ways of looking at your through the lenses of not just your own, but to view the world through these secondary qualities. And when you do that, when you have that adaptability, when you have that flexibility to recognize the qualities and even to be able to step into those shoes, even if they're not your native ones, again, it gives you that term we're using as adaptability, flexibility, and the potential for being able to cope more successfully with a number of the various kinds of changes that'll be going on. So, having said that, many of you do know who are new, to our teaching. You'll know that we offer essentially seven basic characteristics. That's the role, the goal, the attitude, the mode, the chief feature, the centering, and then the body types. But also in this general overview, we talk about masculine and feminine energy present in a given year and how that'll affect, as well as the frequency, which boils down essentially to the pace. So when we mention these, you know, we'll put them in context, and then as we elaborate through the night and explain them more. So to begin, let's start off by telling you the Overleaf set, as we've just given you their categories for 2020. The most stable Overleaf category that will be here the entire year is the role of warrior. The next, the goal for the year. This is where the variability begins to happen. In previous years, usually we've had one category or one item from each category. 2020 is a year of dynamic flexibility. So for the first 3 months until about the middle of March, it will be the energy of discrimination. And after March, approximately the end of March or beginning of April, the goal that will then take over from that point forward will be the goal of submission. Moving on next to the category of attitude, you start off the beginning of the year in pragmatist. Now, the pragmatist energy is what's known as the assimilative attitude, and therefore it has this quality known as sliding. Well, this year it will slide, and we can tell you it's going to change about every 2 to 3 months. So, until March, it will be the pragmatist dominating, which will mean we'll get into the meetings, and then it will switch to idealist for 2 months, and then in May it'll slide over to skeptic, and then by the end of the middle of August, it'll go to spiritualist, and in the very last couple of months of the year, it looks like it's going to end up in realist, which was 2019's attitude. So as you can see, we've never seen anything like that before, which means there's going to be a whole lot of not just skepticism in the sense of doubt, but a whole lot of shifting ground underneath where certainty is not going to be very readily grasped. So in any case, moving on, the mode. The modes are very powerful this year because you will have power mode intermittently sliding to caution until May. So after May, then, it will shift to aggression. So from power to aggression are two very strong, very potentially pushing, if you will, kinds of modes where you won't find that this is a restful year at all. This is a year where, again, both of those two modes compel both taking a stand and then taking action on that stand. All right. The chief features for this year, also known as the chief ego defenses. Some of you know that in our teaching, we talk about that there's a primary and secondary potential for ego defenses. So the first one that we see is that impatience will be affecting the goal. And the chief feature of impatience affecting discrimination will mean that there will be an internal sense of frustration and not being able to make up your mind necessarily, or at least arrive at getting the final whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish done. And that will be operating on discrimination, and then it will also shift over and remain on the goal of submission when it changes over at the end of March. Now the secondary one, which is the one that will probably give people the potentially the most emotional trouble this year, is martyrdom, and that will be affecting the attitudes. So all of the attitudes. And in a word, that can be like, you know, oh, I can't decide, this, you know, it always happens to me. But there's another way that can express itself is, I know what I have to do, even if I have to put myself on the line to do it. So it can be a very bold and valiant kind of chief feature, but it can also be a very dramatically costly one. All right, moving on then, next, the centering. The centering of this year is really, especially the first 4 months of this year, is particularly moving because it is actually a higher emotional center. And the higher emotional center calls in what we call of our triad of energies that the universe is built on, truth, love, and energy. It means it starts this year on a love orientation. And a love orientation then is inviting you each to really find and anchor into and be a part of you know, the communities and the people that are really extremely important to you. The second half of that is basically on a human level is to strive to find a place where you can be in agape, which is in the positive pole of the higher emotional center, and experience that ability to hold love even in the presence of hardship. And it is a striving, it is an opportunity, but it also creates, again, an energy where those people and those ties, those communities, and even those principles that you find are represent the greatest aspiration that you can know will be there teaming up with discrimination to really sort them, to really find them. And the warrior energy will then even give you opportunity to really fight them, really fight for them. Warriors like their fortresses, they like their creature comforts, and they like their allies. So all of these energies will coincide in these first several months to create that kind of set of circumstances. After May, then, the orientation shifts, and it becomes a little bit, actually, less intense, intellectual center, and will be called upon then to, you know, bring in, this will be teaming up, by the way, with the skeptic energy at that point, to really sort out and see how you can begin to implement your life around what has been, you know, what you've discovered is significant. You see another category of overleaf shifting mid-year. As you're already probably guessing, you know, this means that there's a lot of change and a lot of trends that sometimes can do about faces or seemingly. Now you have somewhat of a rough schedule to kind of feel the pulse to see if these things actually occur in the way that we're talking about them. In terms of body type energy, it's not something that generally is more symbolic than actual. Two body types that have most prominence this year are both expressive body types, that is the Mercurial and the Jovial, Jupiter body types. Now, symbolically, what that means is the Mercurial energy is going to be favored to be nimble, to not anchor yourself in any decisions that are as absolutely permanent or unlike last year's stubbornness, where there could be a tendency to want to dig one's heels in. Instead, what it says is upon new information meaning also new ideas, new concepts, new imagination, as soon as it happens to turn about face if necessary and make new decisions. The Jupiter body type is calling in energy of the expansiveness or what we will talk about as part of the scope, exalted nature of things. So that means that you should be looking at issues in your life that are really the big and important ones. Whether you buy a new couch or not is completely irrelevant. Whether you decide to go and do talk therapy is completely irrelevant. Make bold moves, but on really important issues, not detailed things. That is the influence of that kind of scope. And with the power mode and aggression mode in this, you're going to be very well propelled to have to make choices. So that's a little bit how the body type energy will appear. Now, in terms of, we talk about masculine and feminine energy, and as many of you who are students of ours who have had complete overleaf matrices done, you know that every human being is a combination of both masculine and feminine, or otherwise known as a convergent and divergent, or focused and diffused, because these are synonyms that all work together. But the first concept was presented in the yin and yang as masculine and feminine. It is not male or and female energy. It is not about the embodiment of a person in a male body or an embodiment of a woman in a female body. Because indeed, persons can be the opposite etheric quality, even though they are in the physical sexual housing of one of the two dimorphic sexes that are here on the physical plane. That balance is approximately 67 and 33, favor masculine energy. Now, it's interesting because what that will do is that kind of focused thinking, again, we're going to change words here, so masculine is focus, it can cause a person to be overly fixated, again, on details. And with 33% feminine energy, it can be important to move back and see more of that jovial content. Both the masculine and feminine energy coincide with some of the influences of the body type quality. And it's important, again, to have that more diffuse, larger picture, expanded view of things, especially if you get too bogged down in details. And we'll talk about more of how to cope with the year later on in the talk.
Enjoyed listening to this Michael forecast. If you have, please consider downloading the 2020 Overleaves forecast complete, either in MP3, or you can send for a CD. The buttons are listed below. Thanks for listening.